Welcome back, WNST and Baltimore Positive. We have returned to Catonsville. I got my Pride of Baltimore hat on, and I've brought some prideful Baltimore people here together. Don Moeller on the backside. I mean, Great. It's amazing that we all live in this place that is, you know, so maligned.
Baltimore. Right?
The greatest city on earth.
Rat infested.
Says so right on my,
you
my
name
Facebook.
It.
Yeah, it's been a week.
You mentioned where we are, Nestor. We should mention we're here at Jennings in Catonsville. And what is it? This August 18th, Craft Beer Festival coming out here.
Why are they stopping it at 5 o'clock?
Going to be special. We'll have to ask
Catonsville?
Steve.
What's a Catonsville thing?
We'll have to ask Steve when he comes in.
All right, well, look, we got Dundalk, we got Catonsville, and somewhere in the middle we got Highland Town.
And Rosedale.
Highland Town and Rosedale.
Paul DeBerzy here today. I've known Paul a long time, and I'll be honest with you. I did not know you were the Greater Baltimore Committee Chair. We've already had Don Fry on. You can go check that out at Baltimore Positive. Was that like episode 16, 17, 18?
That was 18? Way in the Wayback Machine.
It was a long time ago. And I know you as the sports guy and the soccer guy, and we've been pen pals for years, and Stadium Authority and Baltimore Sports. But the Greater Baltimore Committee Chairman, I have not heard from you on the backside of Donald Trump's little tirade against Elijah and against literally our people, our way of life. I mean, it's an inconceivable thing to think that John Kennedy would do this, or Ronald Reagan would do this, or FDR would. But this is where we are in 2019, that we are all, and I see your crab video or crab thing to honor our video, but Baltimore's a great place, and we all burr up and defend it. We do.
And Paul, you're a partner at one of the major law firms in the state, DLA Piper. You've been involved for a long, long time, and for us to jump in today and talk about national politics, we really have focused on Baltimore, but the president really gave us no choice last week when he decided to just paint the city and, from our perspective, one of the truly great elected officials in the history of the state, Elijah Cummings, with this broad brush, with these tweets that just were just outrageous.
I call them slurs,
yeah,
literally.
Slurs, you know, racist. We go down the road. First of all, welcome to Baltimore Positive.
Thank you.
We're going to throw you right
Thank
in
you.
The deep end.
Let me begin by saying it's an honor to be here. I have checked it out. I did wear my crab tie because I watched you and my good friend Matt Gallagher and opening crabs, so I got my crab tie on.
Tell people if they haven't seen it, go to Facebook.
I learned. It's tremendous.
Down at Fadley's and 1.7 million views.
I've told
something.
Everyone. I almost went to Costas on Wednesday to open. I still have not touched a crab since that day. The last crab I touched was that one. It's been a whole month.
But Matt is one of my best friends, and I am honored to be here. You've got tremendous guests. It's a great
Thank
program.
You.
Let me tell you about the GBC chair role, which I've had a couple of years. Don is our president and CEO. Great guy. And I want to
Don
begin
Fry,
by
we're
Don,
talking about.
Don Fry, terrific. But I want to begin by saying it is an honor to be with two of my heroes.
Oh my
Don
goodness.
Moeller.
Thank
Don
you.
Moeller. We just, last May, I chair of the GBC, I went up on the stage. Don Fry and I gave Don Moeller the Walter Sondheim Award. And if anybody knows Walter Sondheim, an iconic, great man, literally his picture hangs in the Greater Baltimore Committee. And we gave the award to Don Moeller. Tremendous man, did a great job as Kevin's chief of staff, as Baltimore County exec. So hero, and it's an honor to be with you, Don.
Thank you. It was, as I said that night, anytime someone has their name mentioned in the same breath with Mr. Sondheim, it's an honor. So it was gratifying. It was touching. Thank you for this.
No, thank you. And Nestor, for many years, you've made life better in Baltimore for all of us. Obviously, sports, Ravens, Orioles, Terps. You make it more fun to root for the teams. And I know you care deeply about Baltimore just
well,
as I do.
Well, this is where
do.
The pride
so
comes
it's great
in.
To
I
be mean, here. Yep,
I said
yep,
anybody would pick on Baltimore as a Steeler fan, a Yankee yep. fan. We've not tolerated that as sports fans, but there is this point now where when the pylon becomes real over the weekend, the things that I hear from Pasadena, Bel Air, suburbs is I'm not going, that I don't own Baltimore anymore. You know, the people that have left or say, I left there, it's not mine anymore. Yet they're the same people wearing a Raven hat or an Oriole hat or or Terpsat, or they identify with Highlandtown or Baltimore, Catonsville, whatever it is. This is a time for the pride of Baltimore to come out, and that's where the sports part of this, the pride in how Brooks made us feel, Johnny U made us feel, Ray Lewis made us feel, Eddie Murray, whatever it is, that was all about we loved Baltimore. That's the way I was raised. So I am very burred up about all of this. But on a business level, when you're great at Baltimore and you're trying to promote the good, the positive things, as you see in our logo right down here below.
Right.
There are so many positive things about our place. And to paint it with a brush, to have someone go into West Baltimore, film a couple of rats, and try to put us in that box, I'm coming out fighting.
Well, I am too. Let me GBC, I've been the chair a couple of years. I was elected by the board of directors. I've got another year or so. It's a great organization, historic. It started in 1955. Don knows this. We're about the same age, was formed, and there are two meanings of Greater Baltimore. One, to make Baltimore greater, but also it's the Greater Baltimore region. So we care about Baltimore County, Anne Arundel, Harford, Carroll, and of course the city of Baltimore. It's a historic organization. Great people have led it, so I'm very honored. Don does a great job. Don Fry is our president and CEO. When I was first elected chair last May, I gave kind of an inaugural address, and Baltimore Positive is essentially what I said. So I love the way you guys have carried that forward. I got up on the stage, 1,000 people, and I had to talk about some programs, but I began by saying Baltimore can be and should be the best, safest city in the country. We've got all these wonderful things. We've got bookends, Johns Hopkins University, the University of Maryland. We've got great museums. We've got MICA, the best art school in the world. We've got Loyola, Towson.
Port.
The port, the Inner Harbor, which is a beautiful jewel. We've got Harbor East, and we've got the best sports complex in the country, certainly Oriole Park. So I began by telling 1,000 people, feel better about yourself. And I took that from William Donald Schaefer. One of your heroes.
Of course.
I think one of your heroes. Yeah. In the early 80s, I was honored to work for then Mayor Schaefer. My dad was a city cop. Most people know this. My dad, Salvatore Taberzi, was a city cop. He was a sergeant. And he got me a job working for Mayor Schaefer for 2 summers. And I remember...
What did you do?
You know what? I worked in the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council office for 2 summers. Worked on crime, public safety. Got to know Mayor Schaefer. Then later, I was on Governor Schaefer's transition team. So to me, he is the best mayor, the best governor.
What made him great?
The best public servant. He cared. He was passionate. And if you remember this, he had a program. It reminds me of Baltimore Positive, called Baltimore is Best, Baltimore's Best. And Baltimore, believe me, in the early 80s was nothing like what it is today. And yet he came out and said, Baltimore is great. Let's all feel good. Let's have Harbor Place. Let's do all these great things. And he willed Baltimore to be thought of as a better place, and it worked.
Well,
right,
if you
Don,
think
it
about
worked.
Right, the Harbor Place comes in 81. The Science Center, Harbor Place, the aquarium, all happens. And then we get kicked in the nuts, the football team. Gone.
Schaefer was right in the middle of that.
And on top of that, the owner of the baseball team, our last thing, after the Bullets had left, the last thing was the baseball team, and the owner was a hotshot lawyer with a tie, no offense, from D.C.
Great lawyer. Right? Edward Bennett Williams, great lawyer.
And I've talked to Larry Lucchino, Charlie Stoutman. The team was going to go to D.C. It was everyone really believed that D.C. was empty, D.C. had money, D.C. was D.C., anti-Trump, all that stuff. And yet it never happened because this city wouldn't allow it. This city would, governorship, mayorship would not allow the Orioles to leave. And we built an entire thing around that in the 90s that created that renaissance that brought a football team in. And now it's 25 years later, and we got to figure this out.
My point is, you're so right. It was Schaefer, then he became governor. He passed legislation to provide for the stadium complexes. We've got so many more wonderful things 25 years later, Under Armour, all these great things happening.
Things we couldn't have envisioned.
We have to feel better about ourselves. That's the first thing. Now, you talk about the president and what happened this weekend. He did us a favor. I think I've seen more people rally to support Baltimore than I have in many years. There was a great op-ed by the great Kevin Plank and Ron Daniels, great people, both on my board. There was the Visit Baltimore ad.
What national people have come to our defense?
I forget. Who's the gentleman on CNN? Blackwell, wonderful guy.
Yes,
choked
right.
up.
Baltimore man.
Beautiful.
Milford Mill Academy graduate.
Beautiful. Twitter, social media, rallying to Baltimore's defense. And so I think Trump did us a favor. Baltimore's great. Everybody knows it. And it's sort of a little bit out of the Schaefer book. We all feel better. It's our city. It's kind of like a football thing, like a Pittsburgh Steeler. You punch me, I'm going to punch you back. And so I think he did us a favor. We all feel better about ourselves. And anyway, that's one of the things that GBC does. Now, you can't just be cheerleaders. So we work on the serious problems that the city and the region has. We meet often. We've got a number of task forces and work groups. Obviously, public safety is very important. I do think Michael Harrison is a great guy as the police commissioner. We're very lucky to have him. I've been with him many times. Again, my dad was a cop. I've known just about every commissioner for many years. Bishop Robinson, my dad worked for, great police commissioner. So we have Michael Harrison. We need more cops on the street. I think Governor Hogan is trying to help. So we need to work on public safety. You know, there are a lot of other things, education and so forth. So the GBC works on all of those issues. And I look at that board of directors and I pinch myself. You know, Kevin Plank and Archbishop Lurie and just great people. Mark
Well, you
Weller.
Mentioned the Archbishop. It was interesting to see the faith community come out as strong as they. I mean, the faith community normally doesn't like, as you know, to get
issue edicts
about politics. They try to sort of fly above that. But when I saw the strong language from across the board on the faith leaders, it really spoke to how people reacted to what the president said. And Paul, what I'd like you to talk more about is, I don't want people to misread when Nestor and I are so passionate about Baltimore and Baltimore positive, you can hear it in your voice. That doesn't mean that we don't recognize the issues. Right. I mean, I think what frustrates
Nestor, need a video of rats in West Baltimore to know you're there.
Right.
Sure,
literally,
but they're they're in every big city.
And
but go ahead. Yeah.
We know that people right now are afraid to go downtown. We're not running from that. We know it. And what the difference is, and where I think we get frustrated, I've known Nestor since he was 13. Mm-hmm. I've seen him, as people know, Nestor's animated.
He
can't get it. Freeman Rabowski
you look
said.
Good.
Freeman had him in his 20s.
Yeah, Freeman said, but, are you 30 yet? I'm like, thank you, Freeman.
Well, look, I'm 39, just
there
to finish
you
it out.
Holy
so go
but,
ahead. Yeah.
But I've known Nestor since he was 13. We know he can get animated. We know he can get passionate. I don't think, Nestor, I've ever seen you angrier, which is saying something, or more animated than you were this weekend over what the president said. You really took that personally.
Yeah. Look, it's one thing to see him on the pulpit beating up everyone else, and I'm offended by that because I know they're coming to get me next. You know, and 3 years ago it was black and white. Now I see people look like me in cages at the border, me and my father. And so I take all of it personally. I take when Kamala Harris is getting kicked around or when people of color. But now it's come to my gate. Now I'm trying to sell my condo downtown so I can get it so my wife can have a deck. We want to have a deck. Mm-hmm. We've lived in the same place. People say you're selling your place. I love Baltimore.
Right.
I want to move someplace where my wife and I can have a porch.
Sure.
Literally,
sure.
After 16 years, we've just decided we want air. And we love where we live. I put pictures up all the time. I can't sell my place right now. I haven't anybody walk through my place. One person's walked to visit my place in 9 months. And then the president's going to do this on top of that? How many times do you want it? We know the patient's bleeding, right? We're aware of that. I mean, our mayor's going to prison. We're aware. But the president's here to help the bleeding, not to dump salt in
and,
that.
And that's the difference.
That's un-American, it's unpatriotic, it's un-citizen.
Again, I think he did us a favor because the whole world has responded to the same effect as you and we.
Good.
It was so ridiculous and we get it, we're so great. No, I feel the same way. I was born and raised. My grandparents chose to live in Baltimore. They were Italian immigrants. My mom and dad were here. I could have gone to D.C. or New York. I said this last year to 1,000 people. All of you could go someplace else, and yet you choose to live in Baltimore. Why? Because it's a great city. Every big city has problems, of course. But we choose to live here. I remember when I was a kid, again, Don, you and I are the same age, the land of pleasant living.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I
that's
that
us, the Chesapeake right. Bay, the
Mr.
land
Bell.
Of pleasant
the
living.
Shore.
There's so many wonderful, we have so many great things, so we choose to live here. Every big city has problems, okay? And we're going to fight through ours and solve ours. And I think, you know, we're so lucky to have Hopkins, Under Armour. You name it, T. Rowe Price, so many great, and they're all on my GBC board. I'm so proud. I look in that room. How did I get here? They're great.
So how do we
and
bring all, those people together and, to fix this?
And they all, they care deeply. The, Calvin Butler is my vice chair. If you don't know Calvin, you ought to get him on here. He runs BGE.
He's on our short list.
He is
Calvin,
wonderful.
Calvin, please tell your assistant to accept my call. We'll be chatting shortly.
County executive's calling. Call him back.
Calvin's
lucky.
A good friend, and I'll be calling him
soon. He is wonderful. Now, isn't he great?
He's outstanding.
Marion Scully is my other vice chair.
Oh,
but
I love Marion.
They all, they care, and frankly, they put their money where their mouth is. They support a lot of community programs. The ROCA program is something that Molly Baldwin did in Boston. We wanted to do here in one meeting at the Greater Baltimore Committee. T. Rowe, Hopkins, BGE, Whiting Turner. God, I hope I'm not leaving
anybody
else.
Man, you're giving the All-Star team. You're giving the Baltimore.
They said, we're doing it. Yeah. We're doing it, and they did it in one meeting. So, again, we're so... Now, in Schaefer's time, he would make a couple of phone calls to the community.
Right.
And maybe we don't have as many, but the ones we have are top-notch. Calvin, Marianne, Tim Reagan, Whiting Turner. Tim and I have become really good friends because we realize we both took the 44 bus. Tim went to Poly. My mom and dad decided to send me to Loyola Blakefield from distant Rosedale. By the way, I was born in Highlandtown.
So you left Sunday night to get there Monday morning for school? Kind of
I was born in Highlandtown. And then they moved to Rosedale. One of my friends said Rosedale is Highlandtown with grass. And they decided to send me to what they thought, and I think is, bless you, the best high school in Baltimore, Calvert Hall's Greats, Mount St. Joe, Loyola. So I don't know how I got there.
I took the number eight right down the street.
So Tim's a big deal. He runs Whiting Turner, wonderful company. And we're sitting, and he said, the 44, I took the 44 to Poly. And I said, I took the 44, didn't even get to Loyola, but I jumped off at Charles Street. So we're blessed to have people like Tim Reagan. And there, you know, there are 50 others, Ron Daniels, and they care deeply financially. There's this great program called Be Local that Ron and Hopkins spearheaded. If you read the op-ed in the Sun on Monday, Be Local. Hire local people. Hire some people in challenged areas. Put your money where your mouth is. And people like Ron Daniels are doing that, and I'm very proud that the GBC is part of that, but all these people are doing great things.
Well, what I don't understand, Paul, and we chat about it a lot, is people feel empowered, obviously, on social media. It makes people angrier for whatever reason. I mean, there have been many, many studies, but people are angrier on social media. It's easier to say things and not have to worry about being engaging face-to-face. The folks that vilify Nestor or vilify me or others, we had a good friend of ours, Ryan O'Doherty from Mercy
He's
Hospital,
wonderful.
One of the real advocates.
K.O.
Well, that's
guy.
Damien. That's his brother.
Okay,
K.O.
Ryan is at Mercy. Right,
Ryan's at Mercy.
Great.
But Ryan immediately took to defending Baltimore, showing pictures of the 7th District and all of the assets in the 7th District. And it's amazing to me how...
A clearly gerrymandered district,
people,
by the way, too.
Clearly gerrymandered.
I look at it and I just say, that ain't normal.
It's my district.
Mine too.
So Paul and
mine
I both,
too?
There you go. So we all live in the 7th, and we don't live particularly
Give hell
close
Elijah.
To one another. But
yeah.
It's interesting that it seems to me that all the people bring to the table who want to be critical of Baltimore and or other cities, but let's focus right now on Baltimore, all they bring to the table is, it stinks, it's awful,
shut the doors. I'm throwing those people out.
I don't,
if you don't have anything to add
I don't
to the
understand.
Conversation.
Yeah, I don't understand how that's a solution.
Come down here and pick up a piece of trash or something. Pick something up. Pick up the pieces and do your part as a citizen.
Right. Well, okay, we're all in Elijah's district. I've known Elijah 30, 35 years. He's an icon. I adore him. I knew him when he was a delegate. He's wonderful. He's a lawyer. So the fact that Trump picked on Elijah, again, I think he did us a favor because everybody loves and appreciates Elijah. And now he's the chairman, cares deeply about Baltimore, great public. He was Speaker Pro Tem under Kaz Taylor, great guy. So my point is, great, you know, you picked on the right guy, Elijah Cummings. Right. He can take it and punch back and do a great job. No, every big city has problems and challenges. Frankly, they're often the same problems and challenges. And it's how you deal with them. And I think we do a good job here with programs like this and the GBC. And we're doing fine. Let's just keep working at it and be Baltimore positive.
So. The one thing that brings us all together is sports. So I'm going to take a little breather here. We're gonna cool off. We're at Jennings Cafe and Yom's Cafe. Paul Taberzi here. Don Moeller here. We're doing Baltimore Positive on WNST.net. Don, give a little shout out to the sponsor, but more than that, we've put a calendar together, haven't we? You know, over the coming weeks here, in the beginning of the summer, it's like, when's the next show? We'll let you know. But we have a real calendar here over the next month, and people can come find out. We have incredible guests coming.
Well, we have some phenomenal guests. We have Senator Van Hollen. We have Senator Cardin. We finally we joke every week. It seems about Sarah Heminger and Thread.
She's wonderful. Yeah.
That's what everyone says.
She's wonderful.
So we reached out to her. We have former gubernatorial candidate Ben Jealous coming on later in the month. So it really is an all-star cast. And none of it would happen without our sponsors at Fadley's, State Fair, Jennings. And we have a new partner. Our friends at Center Maryland are sponsoring a housing equity conference, which is an issue that's facing cities and states all over the United States. And
I saw Al Hathaway talking about that the other day.
Reverend Hathaway is coming on. And again, there's the difference. See, here when I go back, here's someone like Reverend Al Hathaway who's rolling up his sleeves
every day
to make Baltimore better, as opposed to taking these pot shots. And I know we want to go to a break, but the last thing on this topic before we go, and I think the thing for all of us to watch that can make me a bit despondent, and I'm a positive guy, is that I believe that the president has made a calculation that by playing to the racist underbelly of the United States of America is good politics for him. Now, we're not going to know that until November 3rd, 2020. But I think the three of us sitting here, and I think we'll be joined hopefully by millions of others, will reject that idea. And I heard someone say this the other day. I thought it was really on point. Said that if you're a working class or working man, woman in the United States who Trump claims to be speaking for, you ought to be offended, because what the president is really saying is, I believe you are racist at your core because you happen to wash your hands when you come home from work because you're a blue-collar worker. My grandfather was an engineer on the B&O Railroad. My grandmother was a secretary at the House of Corrections. We all have blue-collar roots, and they would be offended to think that this president says, I know how to reach blue collar folks, they're all racist, I'm going to talk to them. I prefer to believe they're not all racist. That's my soapbox.
And there's your From the Porch. Well, by the way, did you read his blog this week about the Jets and the Colts?
I did. That's well said. Well said, Don Moeller.
Yeah, let's not pick on each other. Yes, go to this and that. DonMoeller.com gave some advice to the Democrats this week. Bottom line is, let's stick to big issues, and that let's not let this president distract us. And I say that as well. We have a lot of good Republican friends.
Absolutely.
And my point is,
Governor Hogan is doing a good job,
and he's outraged by this. So many of my Republican friends held their nose last time and said, "I'll put up with this guy." I think more and more people are saying, "You just can't do that. It's got to be bigger than Donald Trump." So that's my soapbox.
I'm with you. By the way, Reverend Al is on my board too. He's wonderful.
Oh, we can't.
We got them all. We got them all. Reverend Al is
so. It sounds like we're just interviewing your board.
No,
we've got good people.
Yeah, by the end of the year here, we're going to have a couple hundred episodes of this.
Oh, man.
And it's just going to be this all-star team of people who love Baltimore.
Love Baltimore.
Literally, love Baltimore.
Well, so we've had some, and we've got some great sound bites. We ought to start putting them on T-shirts. We had what was it? Senator Mikulski said,
"I love her."
That if the British couldn't take Fells Point and the rats couldn't take it, she was going to be damned if state highways would take it.
And it didn't take it. And I'm going through the former Cameron Tunnel later today.
And I don't want to pick on Applebee's, but we had Matt Gallagher talking about the great restaurants in the city.
You
talk about the arts museums and the education universities in the city and all the assets, and as well as the culinary scene. And what was it Matt said? said, look, I can't argue with some of you. If you don't want to come downtown, if Applebee's idea of a big night out, have
knock yourself
it.
Out. So, right?
Highland Town, Catonsville, Dundalk, coming together. Paul Taberzi is our guest, DLA Piper, GBC chairman, and we're going to get back and talk about stadiums, arenas, sports teams, and
soccer.
The baseball team that's dangling around
soccer.
Here. We are Baltimore Positive, WNST.net, live from Jennings and Yomps Cafe in the Ville of Catonsville.